DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2014-2015 and beyond.
The government of Jamaica is committed to providing a safe and secure environment for all Jamaicans to pursue individual interests and activities which contribute to overall national development. This is in keeping with the strategic priority of fostering improved safety and security. To achieve this objective, the government has sought partnerships with numerous local and international organizations, both public and private, in securing well-needed infrastructure to bolster national security efforts. Most recently, the government, through the Ministry of National Security, partnered with the U.S. Embassy to consolidate the forensic and investigative capacity of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. In September, the U.S. government, through its International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Office, provided the JCF Forensic Laboratory and Legal Medicine Unit with two state-of-the-art ballistic microscopes, as well as several DNA kits for the processing of evidence at crime scenes. Prior to the donation, three forensic technicians from the forensic lab received training at the U.S.-based Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, Tobacco, and Explosives. Plans are also underway for the provision of an evidence management system for case-related material.
The equipment that we're getting, coupled with the training given to our experts, will significantly bolster the ministry's capacity-building efforts. It will improve, as I said, the country's investigative capacity and ensure that we don't run any material backlog and prevent future delays in sample analysis.
Minister of National Security, Peter Bunting.
It is because of your progress and success that the United States continues to invest in you. The donations and training are not the first, nor will they be the last.
Chargé d'affaires at the U.S. Embassy, Elizabeth Martinez. Under the U.S. government's Caribbean Basin Initiative, the Constabulary Force and INDICOM both received several crime scene investigation vans. The JCF received 5 vans, while INDICOM received 3.
I want to assure the United States government that we have accepted these vehicles gracefully. We recognize that now more than ever, the requirement for improved professional standard is the hallmark for all investigators.
Assistant Commissioner of Police, Devon Watkiss. The U.S. Embassy also partnered with the Canadian government to establish a polygraph center within the major organized crime and anti-corruption agency MOCA in October. The center is located at the National Police College of Jamaica and will also house a regional polygraph school for the training of polygraph technicians. The establishment of MOCA's polygraph unit comes some 4 years after the creation of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defense Force polygraph unit, which was itself the product of partnership. The Canadian government provided approximately $59 million towards upgrading the facility, equipment, and training polygraph technicians. Additional support was provided by the European Union and the British High Commission. 2 years later, in 2012, Canadian High Commissioner Robert Reddy handed over 2 brand new Toyota RAV4 sports utility vehicles, a polygraph machine, and office equipment to further bolster the operations of the unit.
We are always proud to support Jamaica's efforts for good governance, peace, and security. We look forward to the further strengthening of cooperation for the common good of our two societies.
Canadian High Commissioner Robert Reddy. The government continues to seek out partnerships with international partners to ensure that effective infrastructure is in place to investigate crimes and bring perpetrators to justice. And Minister of National Security Peter Bunting is certain that infrastructure coupled with human effort will guarantee improved safety and security for Jamaicans.
But I really believe that if we can rebuild these walls of respect, love, care, peace in our communities, then just like Jerusalem of old, the pride will return to the people, and just as the city prospered, so will Jamaica prosper.
There are adequate supplies of paracetamol to treat the chikungunya virus in Jamaica's public health system. The medication is available free of cost. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.